episode number 1307 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Troy Kennedy. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Warning. What can you do about persona? Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
If the protagonist opts for this option, the other enemy holding the item will leave, but he will not give any extra money for the item unless he is defeated first. If the protagonist Turanosuke Yoshida, a confidant rank 2 or higher, he can try to ask for more money or items after the first trial, but this can only be done once. A Yoshida confidant from rank 8 will occasionally allow the protagonist to talk to Shadow and join them. After Shinya Oda, a confidant ranked 3rd or higher, activated the option to fire a warning shot during the negotiations by pressing the square. To unlock the fusion alarm, you must secure the treasure on the way to Kaneshiro Palace, which will enter at 6:21 a.m. The way to trigger the merger alert is to raise the Chihaya Mifune Fortune Confidant level. Cover the battle unfolding in the Cognitive Palace with memento. The protagonist can demand that Shadow give them money in exchange for their freedom. You can talk to Shadow when he's cornered, and he'll offer money or items if he doesn't want to die. A little politician will teach you skills that will allow you to ask for more money than usual to survey the shadows. In the same way, you can recruit any shadow you can find, or at least you can keep it and merge it together to make it easier to handle when negotiating. They will produce all sorts of treasures and demonic memorabilia, some of which will be visible when you start a battle, and floating gems when you are ambushed. With a small stamp collection, you can buy money, XP and item boosters in the labyrinth. Jose will appear in mementos and sell you items and upgrades if you take the time to find his flower stamps. With enough new characters, such as Jose, a mysterious creature who takes on the guise of a boy controlling the memorabilia, they can change the state of the memorabilia, e.g. increase the drop rate of the items, earn money, or increase your XP, which greatly facilitates promotion towards the end of the game. Royal is a hyperactive turn-based JRPG that takes players to neon-soaked Tokyo, where the character's psyche straighten and battle enemies with various methods, including the Showtime attack. You take part in challenging battles in which you compete against different waves of shadows. Depending on how well you exploit the weaknesses of the opponent and which staff is passed on to which party member, more points and rewards are earned. These struggles unfold the higher you climb, even those you have faced in previous protagonists of the show. There is still much to unravel about the Persona 5 Royal's combat system, but once players have figured out how to connect, the battle feels much more accessible. Persona 5 Royal, developed by Atlus and published on March 31, 2020, is an improved version of Persona 5 released on September 15, 2016. The first sequence of the game looks like a foretaste tutorial that shows you what you will do in dungeons when you crawl across jumping platforms, squeeze through channels, find ways to hide from enemies, and ambush them when they don't look. In base combat, you unleash Persona Manifestation, a part of the wild psyche, using various elemental attacks, healing spells, and buffs. Persona 5 Royal adds a grappling hook to your arsenal to help you find shortcuts to additional treasures. Persona 5 Royal describes itself as the definitive version of the game and introduces an extensive list of improvements, but as you play through the game, you will note that P Studio has worked hard to fix some common problems. I'm confident I can tell you that to start with Royal, you have to play Persona 5. Royal is the main event when it comes to the end of the third semester of the games, with a new palace and layers of memorabilia for you, Kasumi, Akechi and your party. The true end of Persona 5 Royal is that everyone gets and achieves their desires without suffering or overcoming Maruki's false reality. By opting for the hard way of living with pain and consequently growing, the Ghost Thief decides to keep everything he has gained through fighting throughout the game, no matter how much the cost, as long as it comes back. The final, true ending is where the Gang of Thieves unites under a banner and defeats Maruki, who relinquishes control of reality and realizes that his creation is not what the group wants. If you've seen the true end of the original Persona 5, it's a similar story. The Phantom Thieves pick up the protagonist in a camper van for one last trip.
Transposed back to their former reality, the group unites and gives the protagonist a great chance. In Persona 5 Vanilla, victory over the Grim Reaper, a memento-strong enemy, brings a bushel of reward. You can do this with ease as you try to ward off the flu season, as the Grim Reaper is immobilized and ready to take a hit. In any Persona game, using your Persona skills is a crucial element of combat, and to use them in Persona 5, Strikers, you need to open the command menu and stop the game. The in-game combat takes place in real time, as you would expect from a Musou game, but also has break and play elements throughout. In the course of the game, new mechanics are introduced, such as the Master Art with its action-oriented trappings. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1307. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.